Do I still need a pen? What you need?
Have you ever gone naked without that? It feels like you're naked.
No, I can pick up any Bible and do that.
Really, truly?
It's the same Bible.
Yes, because you've got it written in your heart.
Praise God. We'll continue on the power of His Word tonight. Amen. Tonight, 1 Peter chapter 2. If you get there, when you're there, say amen. Now, I've been wanting to step out and go someplace else, but the Lord hasn't given me permission to step out and go someplace else yet. So I'm just being sensitive to the Lord. Amen. He says his word will never return unto him void. It'll accomplish what he sent it to do. So every time the word is being spoken, it's accomplishing something. Amen? And 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 2, it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Amen? And what the Lord is speaking to my heart about is, as newborn babes, as children of God, we go through different stages of growth, and when you give your heart to Jesus, you become a new creation. You become a baby. And so many times people in the world expect everything to change, but things in your life that have been over years and years takes time. It's a process. Amen? Because you have soul ties and things that need to be broken. So the soul is still being ministered to and matured. Amen? So when we look at this, the first thing I want to look at is the power of the word to frame. His word to frame. So first, if he says, as newborn babes, this is the beginning. So first we're going to look at the foundation. In Mark chapter 10, Mark 10, verse number 14. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said, throw it away. Okay. Somebody got the last time it didn't work, they put it back. But Jesus saw it, and he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And what he's speaking about is the first is the foundation is to form childlike faith. Yeah, it's for Julie. I know. I saw her. Hi, Julie. Amen. What do you think? What does it mean to you? What does childlike faith mean to you? Does anybody have want to say or give me some input?
Beginning to learn.
Yes, Dusty.
Trusting whatever you hear.
The child trusts whatever you tell them. As a parent, they're trusting you that you know what's right. Amen? So the Lord wants us to understand and come to him that, hey, he wants us to come to him with that childlike faith to believe him at his word. You know, I know when I was a boy, I believed everything my daddy said. And guess what? I still believe everything my daddy said. Amen? I didn't like the way he corrected me, but that's okay. My dad was from the old school, spare the rod, spoil the child. Amen? No, because I totally disagree with that, because it goes against the word of God. I think the children should spare the rod, spoil the child, because many children are being spoiled, and rebellious because they're not being corrected. And I have to answer to God probably. I don't care what the law says. The law can't, you know. When he calls me to break God's law, I have a problem.
I think it's so sad we've got.
You know, I was blessed. As a dad, I never once spanked my child. I came close one time. I remember him and another little boy. He had a little friend over the house. I couldn't find him. I came outside and I saw smoke coming out of a tree. They were about 11 years old, 11, 12 years old. They were up in the tree smoking. They grabbed my cigarettes. You know, we're up in the tree smoking. That was the closest I came. Amen. But I don't want to get off. So the foundation, we have to form childlike faith. The second is to form in Luke chapter 18, verse number 16. The word of God says, but Jesus called unto him, and said, suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. He said, verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. Amen? And he's basically telling us it's that childlike faith. So the foundation is to form the faith. And when we form faith according to God's word, then we have the formable. What do I mean by the formable? Formable really means able to form. All right? Teachable. In other words, I'm going to have dominion over the sin. The sin isn't going to have dominion over me. Amen? And 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse number 20, the Apostle Paul said this. He said, brethren, be not children in understanding, how be it in malice, be ye children, but in understanding be men. In other words, I'm formable. I'm able to battle the adversary. The Lord doesn't want us to, he wants us to come to him with childlike faith. But he wants us to grow up. And how do we grow up? He said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. Amen? And just like a baby needs milk to live on, as a new child of Christ, you cannot survive without the milk of the word. Amen? So he says in his word that it's important for us to find. We find it by, we have to seek something to find it. In Psalm 63, verse number 1, the word of God says, O God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee, my soul thirsteth for thee, my flesh longeth for thee, in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Amen. So we're going to find him when we have to seek him. And when we seek him, we need to surrender. To surrender. Not my will, but thy will be done. Amen? If I don't surrender to the word can't have an effect on my life. Amen? I recognize him. We just sang him about our good, good father. He's my father, and he's your father, and we're his children. Amen. So he's leading us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So it's important to surrender. In Isaiah chapter 26, you know why we're doing this tonight and why we do this? Because the Lord loves you so much, he's meeting you right where you're at. Hello? Amen. He wants to reach us right where we're at. He loves us so much, he's going to raise us up out of the place where we're at to take us to a higher place in his glory. Amen? So he says here in Isaiah 26, verse number 9, he says, "With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness." Amen? Amen? So when I seek him and I begin to surrender to him, then all of a sudden he brings his word to satisfy. Amen? I don't know about you, but the Lord has been good. This has been a good week. I was just jumping up and down yesterday. It was like bang, bang, bang. I got three texts right in a row, and I'm showing you my phone. They were like within minutes apart. Lexi got her job as a phys ed teacher in elementary school in elementary school. Maddie got her job in kindergarten at Stowe Spring, and Joel got his job driving the city bus. Get on the bus, Gus. And you know what? You know, I was just looking at it, how blessed and how good, because the prayers are being answered and God's doing what we're asking him, and it's so awesome. Hey, man. Praise God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. See, I told you that helper wasn't the job, right? Praise God. But in Luke chapter 6, where was I? Oh. And verse number 21, the word of God says this. Jesus said this. He says, "Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day, and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets." Amen. So we find that we seek it, we surrender to it, and then we get satisfied. Amen. The third thing he said, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you what? That you may grow thereby. And here I have to flourish. The word to flourish. Amen? We flourish. When we're flourishing, we become fruitful. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse number 10. The word of God says, "Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness." Jack, what's the name of the school Lexi's going to? Audubon, okay. That's the school you went to, wasn't it, honey? All right. Isn't that kind of cool? And it's still open? What? I didn't get a response, but that's okay. I'll get a response when I ask for dinner later. So one of the things is to be fruitful, to flourish. It calls for us to be faithful. Amen? And the writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 6, I hate to say the writer of Hebrews because I know it's Apostle Paul, but it isn't written in there and I can't say it. But Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 1, he says, "Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection." not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and a faith towards God. Amen. He who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to fruition. Did you get that, honey? To be faithful? She quit. Honey, darling, please forgive me. Okay, she's getting mad at me. I better stop her. Huh? What? Yeah. She's all right. So thirdly is to be firm. If you're fruitful and faithful, to be firm. And I've got 2 Peter chapter 1, so go there with me. Honey, I forgive you for goofing off. The Lord will correct me on it too. I know he already is. The Apostle Peter says this in verse number 5. He says, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as newborn babes, we're to desire the sincere milk of the word. His word is to frame the foundation that brings the form, that helps us to be formable to it. His word, when we find it, we only find it when we seek it, when we surrender to it, and then we'll be satisfied from it. His word will flourish when we are to be fruitful, to be faithful, and to be firm, and his word also to fulfill. Jeremiah 3:15 says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Amen? As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word. So in other words, no matter where you're at in your faith, whether you're just a beginner, or you're midway, or you've been serving the Lord all your life, God meets every one of us right where we are. And he wants you to understand and have revelation how valuable you are to him and how valuable you are to us. Amen? That everybody has value and worth. Amen? And we don't value people or set their value on how much knowledge they have of God. God created you in his image. So you were created like him from when you were born. Amen. And the world has come in to try to distort that image. And what the Lord is doing through his word and through his love is reforming that image back to the image of his creation. Isn't that kind of cool? Does anybody think it's cool besides me? Amen. So, he sent his word tonight to help frame a foundation for us to find the desire of our hearts and to flourish in the kingdom of God, fulfilling his word. That's a mouthful. Any questions, insight, thoughts? You know what I say about it? That's really good stuff. You know why I say it's really good stuff? Because it's God's word. Amen? And we just sang about his goodness, right? Amen? And his goodness is pouring out to each and every one of us. Could we stand together? Hallelujah. Forgive me for kidding around during the service, right? Yeah. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, I thank you for every man and woman in the room tonight, Father God. As your word is going forth tonight, you said the desire, the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby. And some of us are on milk, and some of us are on mush, and some of us are on meat. And Father God, I pray that you meet each and every one right where they're at. Father, your word declared that your word would not return unto you void. It would accomplish what you sent it to do. So I call forth the word in each and every heart and each and every life of each and every one that's in this room tonight. Father God, that you have great and wonderful plans for every last one of us, Father God. Your plans are for good and not for evil. Your plans are give us a hope and give us an expected end. Father, I bind every weapon the enemy has tried to form against minds, bodies, souls, and spirits during this week already. And I declare bodies, minds, souls, and spirits strengthened by the power of your love. Strengthened, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we'll run and not grow weary. We'll walk and not faint because our power and our strength comes from you. So be with us tonight as we fellowship together, as we dine together, as we communicate together, as we love one another. And we thank you, Father God, for Roberta. Today's her birthday, Father God. So, Lord, we sing to her tonight, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear, bless you, Roberta. Happy birthday to you. Yeah! Hallelujah.